This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean on this beautiful day, gloomy though it is, and just wanted to tell you we appreciate your listenership, and again, yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, by the way, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or if you'd like to jump on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, and or if you want to go over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account, you can do that as well. And if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head here. Go to 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and you'll understand exactly as to what we're talking about here today on the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we got much to cover. Last week on Monday and Tuesday, we started How Tyranny Came to America. People really enjoyed it because it gives a quick little, well, let's put it in a nutshell. It gives you a short version of what has taken place in this country systematically as to how to destroy the American people and the Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4, as we know it today, our Constitutional Republic. How did they do it? They systematically broke down, and where they started was in the educational system, friends. They dummied down those generations to accept what government was doing today. And what's interesting about that, what comes to my head right now, is none other than Abraham Lincoln when he said the philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy taught in the government in the next. And that's exactly what took place during the turn of the century, folks. In the 1930s up to where we're at today, folks, we've seen a great decline, and things are not getting better. And I want to just interject the word of God real quick. Read Jeremiah 6:16 today, because it tells you, friends, to go back to the old paths, for they are the good way. And it's interesting, the people of the day in the book of Jeremiah 6:16. Jeremiah 6:16. And it's interesting to note that, folks, the people of the day said we would not have it. So God pronounced judgment upon those nations. And it's also interesting to note, friends, how tyranny came to America. In a nutshell, friends, it came to America because of the ignorance of the American people. As Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, rightly declared during his time, that if a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. And that's why we as a people are in trouble today. Folks, let's jump over over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick. Secretary Ryan Zinke wants to restore trust in Interior Department, but what about the Constitution? See how that works, friends? They never make reference to the Constitution. They never make reference to that straight stick, because if they did, they would show you how deviant and devious they really truly are. Folks, and what we need to do is get back to the Constitution in which we know it. And folks, this is exactly what politicians are doing today. They're doing what they're doing because the American people are tolerating what they are doing, folks, and they're ignoring the law. They're ignoring the Constitution, again, friends, that they themselves swore to uphold. Sad day in America, it really is. So, folks, instead of throwing off the Constitution the way that corrupt politicians want to do so, how about we start throwing off corrupt politicians? Yeah, that's exactly what Abraham Lincoln rightly said. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Invaders break in Marine vet's home. Bad move. If you want to test your steel, friends, don't go that direction. One of them is dead. The other is in the hospital. Now, I'm sure you guys have heard, listeners, just this last week, we had three teenagers break into a house and they were all shot down. Well, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, family of dead teen burglar claims it wasn't fair that their kid brought brass knuckles to an AR-15 fight. You want to talk about stuck on stupid, friends? There you have it right there. Maybe they should have taught their children better than to go break into someone's house in the first place, right? But friends, it's a good message to send to the United States of America and those that want to commit crime, that we will not tolerate your crimes. We will defend our homes, our families, and our lives, and not in that order, but we will deal with you if you want to assail us at any time. And that's exactly what took place here. But here again, they want to play the victim, friends. Family of dead teen burglar claims it wasn't fair that their kid brought brass knuckles to an AR-15 fight. Really? They brought brass knuckles for what reason? To bring harm to the individual in whose home they broke into, friends. This is absolutely ridiculous. That's in sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know that White House uncovers mole. You can go ahead and check that out on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, too, friends, I'm sure those listening to the Sons of Liberty Media and sonsoflibertyradio.com, I'm sure that you're well aware of chemtrails. Now, I want to tell you a firsthand experience with chemtrails. I remember seeing these huge lines being dropped, and it was like it was dissipating, and it was getting bigger and bigger, and then they would turn into clouds, and then all of a sudden you'd start like feeling a dust in the air, and it's like, what is this that's going on here? Well, if you go and do some homework on chemtrails, friends, you'll find that, namely in Minneapolis area, they've been dropping chemtrails, chemicals on people since 1968. They look much like contrails, but there's a distinct difference, and it's easy to see. Now, here's my experience. I have a couple friends that are actually pilots, one with Northwestern and Delta. And what's interesting to note is we were flying to Tennessee one time, and I just got curious, and I knew exactly what chemtrails were, but I wanted to put him to the test. And we were going right up, and we were pulling right up probably about 33,000 feet in the air. And all of a sudden, we seen an airplane at a short distance between us and him. And I seen that it was chemtrail coming out of his wings. And I said to my friend that's an airline pilot, a military man, he used to fly F-16s, I said, "Now, I got a question for you. What is it that that guy right there is spraying?" I said, "Is that contrail?" He looked over at it. About 5 seconds later, he looked at me with a bewildered look on his face, and he said to me, "Bradley, that is not contrail." He goes, "I don't know what that is." Well, folks, if you do a little homework, you will see that your government has been spraying chemtrails for years in this country down on the people. And if you look in the judgment book, God's Torah, you will find that it's a sign of judgment that God will pronounce against a people that will not obey his commandments. It all goes back, friends. And it's interesting. These people are out of sight and out of mind for some reason. They're accountable to no one. And this is taking place on a global scale. And it's also interesting to note, friends, that in many populated cities, this is where you will see these chemtrails being dropped, and you'll also find that there's respiratory problems and the such, friends. It's crazy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity, and of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost. and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
When a storm causes power loss for a whole day, it can seem endless. There's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power for not just days, but for months or longer. Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. And CENTCOM General Lloyd Austin says it's not a question of if, but when. That's why Americans are rushing to secure solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. And the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all. Portable and lightweight, providing up to 1500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. If a blackout strikes, you'll have power for heat, lights, cell phones and computers, and critical medical devices, all from the rechargeable solar power. Our first introduction sold out fast, and with high demand, we can't guarantee keeping the supply in stock. Stay protected with the power you need. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. Right now, enjoy our special easy pay option. Just go to blackout27.com. That's blackout27.com. Blackout27.com.
Again, folks, if you want to check us out online, go ahead, Bradley Dean, Facebook, Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. You can also jump over on our sonsoflibertymedia.com website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another, and if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. How tyranny came into America. Folks, let me just lay this out, okay? Let me just do a little recollection. Let me get you up to par. What did we talk about on Monday and Tuesday? Well, the Constitution of the United States, it does two things. First, it delegates certain enumerated powers to the federal government. Keep in mind, the federal government is a creature of the state, not the state's the creature of the federal government. That's important. Second, it separates those powers among the three branches. Most people understand the secondary principle of the separation of powers, but they don't grasp the primary idea of delegated and enumerated powers. Aside of that, friends, I also want you to understand, this is important. This is the presupposition in everything that we talk about here on this radio program. The Declaration of Independence, okay, underlies the Constitution. It could be called the seedbed. It holds that the rights of the people come from God, and that the powers of the government come from the people. So let me repeat that again. According to the Declaration of Independence, the rights of the people come from God. Now keep in mind, as Charles D. Montesquieu said, along with John Locke and William Blackstone, the three that were responsible for laying the foundations of who we are under God, right? Keep in mind, it was Charles D. Montesquieu that said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. So liberty is the right to do what God permits, because he is the lawgiver, and he's the one that gave us our rights, and we don't have the rights to violate his law. Okay? So in repeating that, according to the Declaration of Independence, the rights of the people come from God, Okay? And the powers of the government come from the people. And unless you, friends, grasp that basic order of things, you'll have a hard time understanding anything as to what we're going to be talking about. Let me also lay this to make it a little simpler for some people, because it is simple. Folks, your constitution, a child can understand, and it's found in all simplicity. A biblical view of government is the state is divinely ordained. That's a biblical view of governments, okay? State authority is limited, leads to patriotism, and it results in a republic because it's all based on creation. Now, just to give you firsthand experience, when I was in the state of Minnesota, I can go to any capital in the United States of America to confirm what I'm about to tell you. When I'm in the state of Minnesota, I go into the Supreme Court chambers, and guess what I see behind the seats of the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota? A huge, I just don't understand. I mean, folks, the people that don't see this, they could literally be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it. And I want to tell you why. Because they don't want to see it. But what's behind the Supreme Court justices in the state of Minnesota? A huge mural of Moses awaiting God's divine law. You know what it says? Right on the threshold of the door, walking out of the Supreme Court chambers in the state of Minnesota, it was written by John Locke, one of the individuals that helped lay the foundations of our country under God. You know what it says? Where the law ends, tyranny begins. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that. So where the law ends, tyranny begins. So where is the law? Read state statutes. Line it up to the Constitution. And it's simple to understand, friends. And if you don't want to understand that in a blessed state, friends, go ahead and read Ezekiel 18 and chapter 20. Because I'll tell you what, that's what's coming down on America. And it's exactly what's coming down on America today, verbatim, to a T. To a T. So we have a biblical view of government. Again, state is divinely ordained. Remember when John F. Kennedy said, back in the 60s, before I was around, friends, he said, "Think not that your rights come from the generosity of the state. They come not from the state. They come from the hand of God." And also keep in mind, when you read the Declaration of Independence, listen carefully. And folks, there's an anointing on this. But listen carefully. Those that work for you, your government, because the government in this country is an extension of who we are, keep in mind that they derive their just powers from we, the people, the governed. They derive what they do from us. If they do anything outside of the scope of the delegated powers given from us to them, then you remove them and you charge them. Anything outside of that, as I've said 1.5 million times, friends, until you send the message that you will not tolerate corruption in your government, absolutely nothing is going to change. You're only encouraging and adding strength to tyranny on a daily basis. This is simple to understand, correct? A biblical view of government, state, divinely ordained, okay? States, authority is limited. It leads to patriotism. It results in the constitutional republic in which we are. Again, Article 4, Section 4. And it's based on creation. A pagan view of government is that the state is divinely ordained. Okay? No. Listen. The state is divine. I'm sorry. So going back, the state is divinely ordained. That's a biblical view. A pagan view is that the state is divine. The state is God. And this is exactly what you're seeing in this country today. You're seeing them act as demigods, ruling above the very laws that they swore that they would uphold. And interestingly enough, God and the Ten Commandments are right behind them. The Bible, they put their hand on to swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, found in the Bible, right? I mean, again, it's in plain view, America, as to who the criminals are and who's right and who's wrong here. A pagan view of government, state's authority is unlimited. Is this how they're acting? Yes, they are. They're encroaching upon your rights. They're acting outside of the scope of authority that's been given unto them through delegation by we, the people. Okay? Pagan view of government, it leads to state worship. What does the state have to say today? What is the Supreme Court? How did they decide? How have they become the arbiters to decide the differences of right and wrong, even when they stand against God and the written law, which is right in front of our faces for all to see? Pagan view of government, it results in tyranny. What are you seeing today, friends? And what is it based on? It's based on evolution. And again, friends, what are we seeing today in this country? To a T, friends, exactly what I'm highlighting right now. Exactly what I'm highlighting right now. So again, we have nobody to blame but ourselves, and we need to take responsibility, and we need to get educated. I'll tell you what, if you want to leave off what I'm telling you right now, I want to tell you something. You make for great slaves. And I say that with everything in my heart, compassion in my heart, to wake you up. I'm shaking you awake right now, because those that have been allowed to dummy you down are sitting there as they continuously demoralize to gain control over the people in the United States of America and dummy them down through the educational indoctrination centers, friends. That's really what it comes down to. They're rejoicing in the fact that you're making yourselves good slaves. You're just falling into line. They love the fact that, friends, that you're allowing them to rule the roost. They love it. They appreciate ignorant people. Matter of fact, I tell my kids all day long, friends, you stay in the books, school first. You stay in the Word of God, you read the Constitution. We don't want any slaves here. And we don't want any slaves here, but friends, that's exactly what they have been creating generation, decade after decade after decade, year after year after year in this country. And the American people, again, have nobody to blame but themselves as to why we are in trouble. And because, folks, when you look at the likes of Obama in so many different cases with Trump and others, folks, that have been allowed to be entrusted with office, in which, again, you cannot ignore the fact that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us a privilege to actually do the right thing here, because we know freedom was given unto us to do that which we ought to, not what we want to. But also keep in mind, those that serve we the people, when they violate that Constitution, you are literally letting them spit on the graves of those that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to be there. And that's not an over-exaggeration, friends, in any sense of the word. That is not an over-exaggeration in any sense of the word. Remember what Ben Franklin said, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be slaves. Let me say that one more time. We're going to start rocking this. Ben Franklin, a nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. Did you hear me? You cannot be enslaved. And that's exactly what liberates people as the Son of Man, who is the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Folks, with the Son, the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, and whom the Son has made free is free indeed.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
So, how tyranny came into America, going fast forward to Roosevelt. Remember, guys, Roosevelt was the president that said nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned. This is also the same criminal, and he was a communist, friends. This is the same communist that had America calling Joseph Stalin a mass murderer of his own people. He had Americans calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. And don't keep in, also keep in mind, friends, it was in 1935, I believe 1935, just hang on a second, I want to just make sure I'm right to a T, that Adolf Hitler was Time Magazine Man of the Year. Oh, 1938, good, that's why I wanted to double check, 1938, this is, oh, wow. Whoa, folks. I mean, it wasn't just once. I mean, you should see the dictators, these people. I mean, these are all working for a global system. So we got Hitler once, twice, three times, four times, five times, six times. Wow. Man, they gave that guy a lot of publicity, didn't they? Huh. Wow. Remember, create the chaos and then we'll bring in a new order. Don't you remember also that it was none other than Roosevelt that said that our boys will never put their feet on foreign soil? And 405,399 men later, the American people caught on to the fact that he was lying to the American people. You can also go back to December 7th, 1941 to see how that whole war was created. I can just go to Honolulu, Hawaii and sit in the movie theater there. It's ran and operated by the government, and it exposes a lot of the corruption of Roosevelt back in the day. And again, it's just amazing me. It's amazing to me how ignorant people are in this country that they just don't pull the curtain back to understand who's creating these wars in so many different cases. But in saying that, friends, Roosevelt was not a good guy. And also to set the baneful precedent of using entitlement programs, going back to Roosevelt, such as Social Security to buy some people's votes with other people's money, namely yours, friends. Just keep in mind, whenever government talks about how they're going to use money, just make sure that you understand that you're paying for it before you allow them to allocate it to these programs that are unconstitutional. Going on, friends, it was both a fatal corruption of a democratic process within our constitutional republic and the realization of a servile state, which means serving yourself, in America. See, the class of voting parasites had been swelling ever since. So the New Deal just didn't expand the power of federal government. That had been done before. But the New Deal by Roosevelt did much deeper mischief. It struck at the whole principle of constitutional resistance to federal expansion. Did you hear what I said? It was taking away the power from the states, the people. Go to the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. You'll understand what I'm saying, friends. But they were stripping away the rights of the people to give more power to the government to use and rule over the people. See, Congress didn't need any constitutional amendment to increase its powers. It could increase its own power ad hoc at any time by simply voting in the majority. See, it's a majority vote. All this, of course, would be, well, it would have been seemed monstrous to our ancestors. Even Alexander Hamilton, who favored a relatively strong central government in his time, never dreamed of a government so powerful as to the one that you have today, America. The court suffered a bloody defeat at Roosevelt's hands, and since its time, it has never found a major act of Congress unconstitutional. You ever notice how it always agrees with whatever they say, whether it's unconstitutional or not? And again, just going back to Senator John Glenn, he's the guy that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Why is that they're able to do that? Because the American people are letting them do it. See, this has also allowed the power of federal government to grow without restraint, which you're seeing today. At the federal level, checks and balances has ceased to include judicial review. And folks, this is, if you put it into perspective, it's startling. It's a startling fact. Flying as it does in the face of the familiar conservative complaints about the court's activism, that means where they begin to be a law creator of law at that very time or working for special interest groups, when it comes to Congress, the court has been absolutely passive. As if to compensate for its habit of capitulation to Congress, the court's post-World War II activism has been directed entirely against the states, whose laws that have been struck down in areas that used to be considered their settled and exclusive provinces. See, when you read the Bill of Rights, friends, there are thou shalt nots to those that serve we the people. But time and time, friends, it's found unconstitutional laws whose legitimacy had understood and unquestioned throughout the history of our republic. But notice how total the reversal of the court's role has been. It began with the deputy, according to Hamilton, of duty, of striking down new seizures of powers by Congress. Now it finds constitutionally virtually everything Congress chooses to do, for some reason or another, is called constitutionality, when in fact it runs counter to the Constitution. The federal government has assumed myriads of new powers, nowhere mentioned or implied in the Constitution, yet the court has never seriously impeded the expansion or rather explosion of novel claims of power. And what it finds unconstitutional are the traditional powers of the states. They're calling it unconstitutional. You're seeing the courts do this on a daily basis, friends. We're going to take it into federal court now. We're going to assert the rights, overreach the rights of the states, and we're going to act as if we're the all-encompassing power. We have everything. We are God. And by the way, the American people in this country believe, for some reason or another, that those that serve we the people, regardless of what capacity that they operate in government, that they can go ahead and do whatever they want without consequence. You are sadly mistaken. And P.S., that includes the President of the United States. P.S., that includes the Supreme Court of the United States and the bureaucracies that have been accumulated, friends, and brought into play to work against the people. I mean, folks, when you look at so many of these bureaucracies today, they're there to work against the people. They're working on the behalf of those that you decry. I mean, they're working they continuously tell you that they're there to protect the people when in fact they're doing just the exact opposite, friends. Just the exact opposite. I mean, how is it that, folks, these bureaucracies can do the thing? I can go back again. September 11, 2001. Patriot Act should be called the Act of Tyranny, because it is. Passed at 3:30 in the morning. Not one person read the Patriot Act before they signed on to it. Hey, God forbid one of them dare take the time to read it before they actually sign on to it. Which created more bureaucracies to work against you, the American people. And if you think I'm kidding, why don't you go and look at the 76 definitions of the Department of Homeland Security and who it works against. Because it works against Christians, it works against constitutionalists, those that believe in pro-life, pro-marriage, they're anti-foreigners coming into this country illegally, and the list goes on. Why are those bureaucracies created to work for the enemy rather than for the American constitutional Christian? Because, friends, you, since September 11th, have been under attack. The American people have. Not those that just go along to get along. No, they're a problem for nobody until Judgment Day comes. Then they're going to find out that they had a responsibility that they overlooked and said, well, someone else will do it. And I want to tell you something, friends, again. Someone else is taking care of the problems, but also keep in mind they're the ones creating the problems. And they're not the people that you want to be resolving the problems that they themselves have created, which so many politicians are responsible for. They create the problem. They create the problem. I mean, look at this. You have, I'm thinking of Nancy Reagan for some reason. I was just out in California a couple weeks ago. We went to the Presidential Museum, and interestingly enough, just say no to drugs. Well, who was trafficking the drugs into America? The government was, and they were busted doing it. The CIA was. Folks, that's all you have to do is follow the money trail to understand who's behind the play. It's called the Hegelian dialectic. It's called creating chaos and then bringing in the order. And that's exactly what they're doing. And then they bring in the war on drugs. And who do they war against? Well, they create these little drug dealers from the use of Hollywood by educating them as to how to do it. And then when they do it, or programs like DARE in public schools, and then they get these little drug dealers, and then what they do is they incriminate your kids, not knowing, America, that they're the ones bringing the drugs in, and then they throw your kids into prison, and then they have a slave. Literally, you want to talk about modern-day slavery? Look to the prison systems, friends. They're using your kids. It's a moneymaker. $64 billion a year. Who created that problem? But I also want to say, with all due respect to the truth, if the American people weren't concerning the drug war and just saying no to drugs and the drug problem that we have in this country, if the American people weren't buying the drugs, there wouldn't be a drug issue. We wouldn't have a problem because nobody would be interested in actually making money off of the drugs that the American people desire. See, so it all comes back to the responsibility of the American people, regardless of what the bureaucracy does. It feeds the monster, friends. See, the post-war court has done pioneering work in one notable area, the separation of church and state. Now listen carefully, friends, because I'm going to put this into perspective right when we get back on the other side of this break. We're talking about how tyranny came to America. How tyranny came to America. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of theamericanprophet.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about how tyranny came into America. And we were talking about the courts, and we were talking about the corrupt Roosevelt. Folks, the post-war court has done pioneering work in one notable area, the separation of church and state. I said pioneering, friends, not praiseworthy. Just let's make clear on what I said. Folks, the court has consistently imposed an understanding of the First Amendment that is not only exaggerated, but unprecedented. Most notoriously, in its 1962 ruling, by the way, committed through an oligarchy where few rule over many, in 1962, the ruling that prayer in public schools amounts to an establishment of religion. It's interesting to note today, America, how the ACLU is pushing anybody away from trying to stop the Muslims from doing so in public schools in America today. I thought there was lines between church and state. And I'm not going to go off that false premise. I'm just here to tell you, America, you never lost the right to continuously pray, to bring your Bibles, to hand out tracts. Folks, we're just trying to figure out where the real deal Christians are in this country. And the fact of the matter is we see so few of them. They profess their Christianity, but Christ is nowhere to be found. He's MIA in their lives. Why? Because he won't bear witness to a lie. A bunch of hypocrites. But going back, Going to the courts in 1962, the Supreme Court, again, the American people led to believe that whatever they say goes, they are the final arbiter. You are sadly mistaken. The ruling that the prayer in public schools amounts to an establishment of religion. Did you hear what I said? This interpretation of the Establishment Clause has always been to the disadvantage of Christianity. Anybody take note of that? And any law with roots in modern Christianity and morality. And it's impossible. As a matter of fact, you don't even have to talk about Christianity anymore. That's all you have to do is stand in your morality in which Christ has bestowed upon you and through you and established. And people are attacking you. And because the American people have allowed it to go this far. And folks, it's impossible to doubt that the justices, if you want to call them that, who voted for this interpretation were voting for their predilections, friends. Maybe that's the point. I mean, I've never heard it put quite this way, but the court's boldest rulings showed something less innocent, friends, than a series of honest mistakes. These aren't honest mistakes. They're doing what they're told to do. And when you study these cases and other cases of the courts and their liberal, lawless heyday, one never gets the sense that the majority was suppressing its own preferences. It was clearly enacting them. Did you hear what I said? It wasn't suppressing its own preferences. It was enacting them. See, the ruling can be described as wishful thinking run amok. And touched with more than a little arrogance, and all in all, the court displayed the opposite of the restrained and impartial temperament one expects even of a traffic court judge, let alone a Supreme Court justice. Another lie, friends. Read Article 3, Section 1, of the Constitution. That's another thing that the American people have been led to believe, that they, once they're in there for life. Who told you that? It's ironic to recall Hamilton's assurance that the Supreme Court would be the least dangerous of the three branches of the federal government. But Hamilton, did give us a shrewd warning about what would happen if the courts were ever corrupted. Listen carefully. In Federalist number 78, he wrote that liberty can have nothing to fear from the judiciary alone, but would have everything to fear from its union with either of the other branches. They're all working together now. Since Franklin Roosevelt, as I've said, the judiciary has in effect formed a union with the other two branches to aggrandize the power of federal government at the expense of the states and the people. Of course, because again, that's where the powers are derived from. So this in outline is the constitutional history of the United States. You won't find it in the textbooks in public schools or colleges, which are required to be optimistic, to present degeneration as development, as to treat the successive pronouncements of the Supreme Court as so many oracle revelations of constitutional meaning, friends. No. A leading liberal, lawless scholar, Leonard Levy, has gone so far as to say that what matters is not what the Constitution says. This is a scholar. This is what the world calls a scholar today. One that perverts its very meaning, friends. But again, Leonard Levy has gone so far as to say that what matters is not what the Constitution says, but what the court now says about the Constitution in more than 400 volumes of commentary. I was just talking to somebody yesterday. I said, you can go ahead and talk until you're blue in the face, but I'm not moving. Because we need to be principled in these days. We need to put our feet upon the rock of Jesus Christ and not move from it, because that's where we have the victory, not outside of Christ. And so many people feel that if they compromise just a little bit and revoke out, recant, guess what, friends, that they're going to have peace. Well, you might for a moment, but the wrath of God's going to fall soon upon your heads, because the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. I told him, I said, you know, if I have a flag on my shirt and someone doesn't like it and I'm in my own country, I don't care if they like it or not. As a matter of fact, they need to be worried if they don't like it. because offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. I'm humored how the media loves to promote this, when in fact, how many actually put up with this, friends? Very, very few. They love to promote someone burning the flag or stomping on the flag, and they got their little useful idiots from a college that they probably paid $50 a piece for to go ahead and take a picture. And remember, I'll take the pictures, and I'm sorry, one guy said, you take the pictures, and the other guy says, I'll create the war. That's exactly right. You can't believe a thing the state-controlled media says. Not a thing. But don't they just love to promote that anti-Americanism in America? In America, doesn't that tell you who's behind the useful idiots? It should tell you everything in the world. Because these people, these useful idiots, are just willing to sell their souls for 30 pieces of silver, and that's exactly what they're doing. But again, friends, if I have a flag on my shirt and you don't like it, I don't care. That's your problem, not my problem. If I stand for the Word of God and you don't like it, hey, folks, with all due respect to the Word of God, that's your problem, not mine. As a matter of fact, that offends me every step of the way. So I don't care when these radicals out here say how they're so offended by the Word of God. Great. It's there to break you. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7. It's not there to be your friend. It's to show you that you're a sinner and that you need to be saved by grace through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8. Read it when you get a moment. When are the American people going to stand up and say, that offends me, you corrupt politician, and I'm going to deal with you. That offends me, you corrupt whore that calls yourself a priest or a minister in the pulpit. You have no business there. You're not preaching the Word of God. You're preaching to appease men just like Aaron did. And look what he created, a golden calf, saying, these be our gods that go before us. Exodus 32. Read it when you get a moment. Too many people pleasers in this country, friends. We need to stand up and literally say, enough is enough. So how tyranny came into America? How about this? How tyranny left America, the American people became educated. Instead of saying how my people are destroyed through the lack of knowledge, no, my people have taken upon themselves responsibility, and I showed my mercy unto them because they sought after my son, Jesus Christ. Friends, keep in mind, pioneers are raised alone. The Spirit of God is more than able to raise you alone. And I'm talking about how we, you know, we're taught that we have to go to this college or that college or this college. Wait a second. Where did they get their accolade from? It goes all the way to the top to somebody. And when you look at a lot of these, those that are given away accolade concerning credits from that college, you're going to the person that established that college. And in the modern version of what they want to call accreditation, friends, I could care less. It is worthless. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound that which is wise. And it reminds me in the book of Acts, where John and Peter were standing in front of the educated Pharisees, the religious people of the day, and they sought Peter and John. And Peter and John were observed by those smart guys and said they perceived that they were with Jesus, though they were unlearned and ignorant men. In other words, his wisdom was above ours, said the Pharisees. That's what they were really saying. His wisdom is spiritual. It is that of Christ and not of man. And therefore, they are made more than conquerors through him that loved them. See, God said that he would take the wisdom of this world, which is foolishness with God, and he would take them in their own craftiness. And you look at the wisdom of the world, friends, and what is it? It's worthless. They are worthless. Completely worthless. See, we are of the type that Paul talked about when we're talking about spiritual wisdom, understanding the power of God unto salvation, having the mind of Christ and the ear of God and the heart of God. Folks, let's bring about resolve and talk about not how tyranny came to America, but how the American people took on responsibility and said, Lord, thank you for your mercy. We're going to respond and get educated and kick tyranny out.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.